I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people.
For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our Amen to God for his glory.
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
God is not man, that he should lie, or a son of man, that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it?
Have you ever stood at a dead end in life and thought, there's no way forward from here? Maybe it was a financial crisis, a broken relationship, or a season of deep loss. The walls closed in, the road ended, and hope felt like a distant dream. That's exactly where Israel found themselves in Exodus 14. The Red Sea stretched out in front of them, and Pharaoh's army thundered behind. There was no escape, no plan B. And then God spoke through Moses, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord." And with a wave of his hand, God made a way where there was no way. He split the sea, and his people walked through on dry ground. This is the heart of Jesus the Waymaker. In John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He doesn't just make a way out of impossible situations. He himself is the way. He carved a path through sin and death on the cross, opening the door to eternal life. He takes our dead ends and turns them into holy highways. So if you feel hemmed in today, remember this: your impossibility is God's opportunity. Jesus specializes in deserts, dead ends, and darkness. He is the waymaker when there seems to be no way. Trust him. Step forward in faith. The one who parted the sea, rolled away the stone, and opened the gates of heaven is still making a way for you right now.
Welcome to episode 1216 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. And welcome to a multi-part special presentation. We take a break from our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, to share with you the musical production, Waymaker.
You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, I worship you. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Your grandfather knew him, followed him from Galilee all the way to Jerusalem.
Is that true, Saba?
Yes, Jochebed. I wasn't one of his 12 closest followers, but I was a disciple.
Is it true that he was a miracle worker?
Ah, yes, indeed he was. But what was remarkable was that he himself was a miracle.
How so?
God came down from heaven, and we love to tell the story. How a poor cave was the birthplace of the King of Glory. But before Bethlehem, before a starry night, a humble girl was chosen to bear the world's true light. A virgin named Mary from Nazareth she hailed, and through her willing spirit, redemption's plan was unveiled. Miracle after miracle, see it now so clear. Every step was heaven's plan from the very first year. From the virgin's womb to the shepherd's field to a star that led the way. Miracle after miracle leading to salvation's day. shepherds left their fields when the heavens opened wide. A star lit the night, hope could not hide. Wise men came searching, gifts in their hands, led by the wonder. But what heaven had ordained, no tyrant could offset. He dispatched dozens of soldiers with murderous intent, and in their path the night was filled with cries.
Okay, come on, Jochebed. It's time to wash up for dinner.
I want to hear more.
And you will tomorrow.
Father, we thank you for Jesus, the Waymaker. Remind us each day anew that in him, no wall is too high, no sea too deep, no sin too great for us to overcome. Teach us to trust the divinely carved path, even when we can't see it. We walk forward today knowing Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Join us next time for part two of Waymaker.